Well, the presidential debate shows that we are living in a war-loving, dystopic, authoritarian system. And a lot of good fiction has warned us about this. And we are missing it. Now, before we started this segment, I talked about how fiction has warned us, and a lot of people will sort of cheer for these movies like The Hunger Games, Star Wars, Harry Potter, 1984, and you'll say, oh yeah, we'd recognize authoritarianism and fight back when we see it, but we're missing it, and the debates showed it to us clearly. Now, I put it to the chat at the beginning of the show, what are some other fictional pieces, either movies or books, that have warned us about this that you recognize today? Philip said V for Vendetta. Some of you said Soylent Green, Terminator, Running Man. I've never seen that. Gattaca, Blade Runner. Honestly, I saw it so clearly in this debate this week that I had to take Wednesday off because I was so upset. Because it says to me that we are living in a black hole of terror and war that will affect our children. Sometimes I can brush off these stories and go to my regular life. This week I couldn't. The debate really got to me. It could be that this was totally engineered to give Democrats power. It feels like that. My concern is more about the war rhetoric than the actual bias, although that's a concern too. Just hours ago, an ABC whistleblower said they will allegedly release an affidavit claiming that the Harris campaign was given sample questions, as well as assurances that Trump would be fact-checked and that she would not. Now, I'm not that upset about one candidate over another because, again, what I'm concerned about is the war rhetoric that is being pushed around one party and not another. It felt to me like we literally are living in the Hunger Games, and the media is controlled by those who will send your children to their deaths. And as a mother, I want to make this case to you so that we don't miss it. Now, if you haven't read The Hunger Games, please read it. Every day as a journalist, we see terrifying parallels between this fictional novel and the authoritarianism at play in our world that does not have any value for life or death. In The Hunger Games, Suzanne Collins paints this world where citizens work for the government. They own nothing. They have no rights. There are constant shortages of food, clothing, shelter. There's constant suffering, except in the capital. Who is the capital in this? The media, the globalists. In the capital, they live with abundance. They are aligned with a globalist agenda, and they risk no death. Their children are not sent to their deaths. Their children do not work. They are never at a threat. The capitalist, or the capital rather, makes sure that citizens never rise up against them by hosting the Hunger Games every year, where children are picked to play in a lottery to have to fight for their death. Now, the main news anchor in the Hunger Games is Caesar Flickerman, and tell me you did not see this parallel. He is a mouthpiece of government control. He will never go into the Hunger Games, and he will never have a child die or a family member, so he can broadcast in this way. This is what I saw so clearly when these two anchors that hosted the debate, specifically when they asked President Trump, do you want Ukraine to win the war? That is a fundamentally ignorant question about the state of the war, and only someone who risks neither their own life nor the life of someone that they love could ask it. And honestly, I'm choked up even thinking about it, because it shows how much they want war to be a zero-sum game. And they don't care about death. They risk nothing. It's a horrifically biased question. Now, President Trump's answer was that he just wants the death to stop. And the media perceives that as a failure because either they have not studied the conflict or they want the war to continue, or both. Watch.
Do you want Ukraine to win this war?
I want the war to stop. I want to save lives that are being uselessly, people being killed by the millions. It's the millions. It's so much worse than the numbers that you're getting, which are fake numbers. I want to get the war settled. I know Zelensky very well, and I know Putin very well. I have a good relationship, and they respect your president, okay? They respect me. They don't respect Biden. How would you respect him? Why? For what reason? He hasn't even made a phone call in 2 years to Putin, hasn't spoken to anybody. They don't even try and get it. That is a war that's dying to be settled. I will get it settled before I even become president. If I win, when I'm president-elect, and what I'll do is I'll speak to one, I'll speak to the other, I'll get them together. That war would have never happened. And in fact, when I saw Putin after I left, unfortunately left because our country has gone to hell. But after I left, when I saw him building up soldiers, he did it after I left. I said, oh, he must be negotiating. It must be a good, strong point of negotiation. Well, it wasn't, because Biden had no idea how to talk to him. He had no idea how to stop it. And now you have millions of people dead, and it's only getting worse, and it could lead to World War III. Don't kid yourself, David. We're playing with World War III, and we have a president that we don't even know if he's... Where is our president? We don't even know if he's a president.
And just to clarify,
they
here...
They threw him out of a campaign like a dog. We don't even know. Is he our president? But we have a president,
Mr. President,
that doesn't know he's alive.
Your time is up. Just to clarify in the question, do you believe it's in the U.S. best interest for Ukraine to win this war, yes or no?
I think it's the U.S. best interest to get this war finished and just get it done.
All right.
Negotiate a deal, because we have to stop all of these human lives from being destroyed.
I want to take this to Vice President Harris.
Yes. Okay. I mean, to me, I was like that. To me, that was like the applause line of the night. Absolutely. And then that smug asshole asking, I just want to be clear. You already answered it.
He is Caesar Flickerman. He doesn't care about anybody's deaths.
I just want to be clear. I know you already answered it when you told me you didn't want, you want the war to end, but I want to go back and ask it again. Does that mean you don't want Ukraine to win? Let me say it again. I want the war to be over. I don't want these, you know, these human beings being killed.
If he did not live in the capital where he risks no death, he risks nothing, he would not ask a question like that. If your relatives were dying or your children could die for this, would you ask a question like that? Like war is a zero sum game? That it's win or lose? Of course you wouldn't. If you care about humans, someone else put another dystopic warning in here, Planet of the Apes, good one. Well, look at how the legacy media spun this, that Trump refuses to say if he wants Ukraine to win or lose. Again, if your relatives are dying, or if your children might be at risk to be sent to this war, do you care about win or lose? No. You care only about peace. Now, Kamala Harris's answer was that Trump would end the war just by giving it up. Well, what is it to give up? Is it ours to give up? Well, let's take a look. Here's what she says the U.S. should not give up. That's not our land. That's Ukraine right there. The territory that is red and dark gray are the regions that have been attacked by Ukraine since 2014, because those regions were aligned with Russia, or they were ethnic Russians.
Yeah, 99% of them.
They did
Russians.
Not support the Maidan coup, and the Ukrainian army started attacking those regions in 2014, so much so that in 2015, the International Monetary Fund told them that they would stop lending them money unless they stopped spending $1 million per day attacking their own people. But Ukraine never stopped. In 2022, those regions were continuously attacked, and those attacks escalated. They asked Russia to come in and support them and stop the attacks. Russian parliament voted to do that. It was not the whim of Putin. And now, once the Russian army had control of those places, those people voted to join Russia. So when Kamala Harris says we can't give that up, it's not ours. It's not up to us. We absolutely have nothing to give up when you don't make decisions for the people in those regions. Now, Trump was right when he said that Kamala Harris had her chance to prevent the war, and she did not. She failed. She went to Ukraine in early 2022 to negotiate. What could she have done? Well, she could have told Ukraine, stop attacking those regions and Russia won't have to come in and do anything. She could have stopped giving them money and weapons to keep attacking their own people in order to honor the Minsk agreements. Instead, she did the opposite. Here she is explaining what she did that led to more war in February of 2022.
Now, during your meeting with President Zelensky, he spoke a little bit about asking the U.S. for specific defense aid. Could you talk a little bit about what he asked the United States for and what the U.S. has agreed to offer?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what I think you already know. So far, we have offered, and not even offered, we have transferred and given $650 million in aid. We have also made certain loan guarantees, around in particular $1 billion. And that is on top of all of the work that we have done collectively through the NATO alliance to provide support for Ukraine.
She created the war. The war was escalating because Ukraine was attacking those places, and she gave them more weapons and money to keep doing that. And Russia then came in and stopped it. So, no, she's not going to want this war to end. She never did. She never even tried to prevent it. Now, Trump is not actually saying the whole story about Ukraine. He frames this conflict still as Putin's invasion. But again, does it matter if he's willing to facilitate peace in this moment? In the short term, no. In the long term, I would like him to say the truth that Ukraine has been playing dirty and attacking civilians and never honored the Minsk agreements, never had the intention to. But again, his main message that he wants death to stop, and the Hunger Games anchors could not accept that. That's what you can see. I'm really like, upset about it.
Oh, you want death to stop? That's not in our cards. I don't see that. We're not talking about death stopping here. Let's move along to the next question.
Absolutely not. They
about
didn't hear
climate
it.
Change.
They didn't say boo about how she has no plan for peace in Ukraine. She has no plan for peace in Gaza. They didn't push her on that because obviously a vote for her is a vote for war. If you have studied this, now this is how journalist Seymour Hersh put it in his newsletter today, and I give him a high five for this, that the one vital area that scared the hell out of me, foreign policy. Harris did not deviate from Biden's horrific and dangerous foreign policy in two areas: continued personal and military support for the ongoing Israeli terror in Gaza, and his administration's continuing support in dollars and war goods for Ukraine and its delusional president, Zelensky. So Kamala Harris doesn't have to say that because she lives in the Capitol and she doesn't have children that would be drafted into the Hunger Games of this war. She has a stepchild, but they would not be drafted, obviously, because they live in the Capitol. Neither does David Muir. He's not a parent. The other anchor, Lindsay Davis, she is a mother, so you would think that maybe she would stop and think, but maybe she has privileges of the Pan Am Capitol because she's in the Hunger Games. But the rest of us, who do not live in the Capitol, who do not speak for that, whose children may be sent into this dystopic Hunger Games, have to see this. So again, I put it to you, have these ABC moderators either not studied the war in Ukraine, or are they broadcasting for the violence of the globalist wars? Just think about that and let me know how you think. Now, again, the backlash has been all around their bias. But what about the backlash about their warmongering? That's what I want to know. They deserve to be fired for not doing the job of journalism and continuing to sell us a war based on a lie. And they will not sacrifice a damn thing, personally. Now, in the Hunger Games, I just want to finish with this. There is a time when the tables turn and the globalists actually do come down on hard times, and then the people in the Capitol have nothing, and then they have to like get a taste of their own medicine. It's hard to not think of that as a revenge fantasy when I think about these globalists. I don't want anything bad to happen to them, but I definitely have this sort of poetic justice idea for anyone who continues to support war like this. So shame on them. If you are a homeowner, you need to protect your home, but when's the last time you checked in on title? If you've never done this, then listen, because a new report on homeowners shows that there are now $16 trillion in equity, an all-time high, and that's why you need to protect from a scam that the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in all of your home is the target. So if no one's watching the title of your home, then scammers can transfer title to their name and take out loans, and then your equity is gone. This is a really clever but terrifying ploy that you need to make sure that you protect against. So if you protect the equity in your home right now, you can get a triple lock protection from our friends over at Home Title Lock. You just go to hometitlelock.com/redacted. The first step is that they'll check in on your home's title to make sure all is on the up and up, your name is still there, and you have title in the way that you want. You can sign up with your address at hometitlelock.com and use our promo code redacted, hometitlelock.com/redacted, and they'll keep an eye out to make sure that you are not a victim of this terrifying scam. Your first 30 days is free of triple lock home title protection. So use the code redacted, head on over to make sure that your home is protected at hometitlelock.com/redacted.